Father, we thank you. Ageless God, changeless God, guileless God, God of covenant. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. Be glorified, be honored, and be adored. Breathe upon your word this morning, and let not one person live here the same. In Jesus' precious name, give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. And please be seated. I welcome everyone here this morning to the Blessing Sunday in our month of financial dominion. You are here and you are excited to be here. Say aloud, amen. This morning, we shall be sharply looking at the blessing of financial dominion, part 2. As objective, first of all, like to understand the relationship between the blessing of God and financial dominion. The blessing of God and financial dominion. Secondly, we want to understand how the blessing brings about financial dominion. The relationship between the blessing and financial dominion. How the blessing brings about financial dominion. And thirdly, we shall understand the way of the blessing. Many times, again, for the sake of those noting down, understanding the connection, the relationship between the blessing and financial dominion, understanding how the blessing brings about financial dominion, and understanding the way of the blessing. At times you let it stay a little bit for the sake of those who want to take note. Many times when the subject of the blessing is mentioned, or rather finances, religious people, people with a religious mindset, begin to get agitated. But the truth of the matter is, the kingdom vision thrives on massive provision. Massive. In Zechariah chapter 1 and in verse 19, it's a cry he is saying, my city's true prosperity shall yet be spread abroad. In Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18, it says, you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he that giveth the power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant. God establishes his covenant on the earth by wealth power. What is his covenant to, that he swore to our fathers Abraham? Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 and 3. I'll make of thee a great nation, I'll bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I'll bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. We spread the blessing of the Lord on the earth by financial power. When the missionaries came to this part of the world, they came with a lot of things that took financial power. I went to a mission primary school. I went to a mission secondary school. St. Francis Primary School, Wesley High School. There are people who are born in mission hospitals. Apart from what it entails to push the gospel.
So God empowers his people in order to power his mission in the earth. Don't forget that. God empowers his people financially in order to power his mission in the earth. We have mega crusades coming. Calabar, Oka, Maiduguri, Pakistan. All of these crusades, not one offering shall be taken. Yet it must happen with excellence. London, England, Glory Conference. Houston, Texas in July. He empowers his people to power his mission. What, which is this? Togo in April, and Ghana as well. Going to Togo for the first time. Hallelujah. Go ahead, give the Lord the praise. But what we are studying today is how you can step into financial authority and you shall step there. Can somebody say louder, amen? How many of us look up to the day, look forward to the day when only you can take just one of those crusades and say, can you tell me the bill of one crusade? I just want to write it off. It shall be so in the name of Jesus. Now, the blessing of God is behind the making of financial authorities in Scripture. Is behind the making of financial authorities in Scripture. And we looked at two examples in the first service. We looked at the example of Abraham and looked at the example of Jacob. In this service, we shall be seeing two further examples. Example of Isaac. When God blesses a person, the person can become a financial authority. Genesis chapter 26, verse 12, all the way to verse 14. The Bible said, then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. And the man was great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds, a great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him. When the Lord blesses a man, he steps into the realm of financial dominion, financial authority. Number two example, Job. Job chapter 1, verse 1, verse 3. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. His substance also was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she-ashes, a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. Verse 10. Satan answering God said, hast thou not made a hedge about him, that is about Job, and about his house, and about all that he has on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. Somebody is stepping into that realm. If you are the one, say loud, amen. Somebody is stepping into that realm. You are the one, shout the loudest, amen. So behind financial authorities and financial dominions is the blessing of God. Now, how does the blessing lead to financial dominion? Number one, all right, I gave five sources in the first service. Maybe I just rushed through it. First of all, we said that the blessing of the Lord makes rich. I won't waste time on this because of time. We said the blessing makes rich. It processes a person onto riches. It gives you something like that looks like the Midas touch. Whatever you touch works. Then we said that a blessing fertilizes for fruitfulness and productivity. With the blessing, you don't labor in vain. You don't labor. You don't sweat for nothing. You are productive. You are fruitful. Then we said that a blessing brings speed and progress. It destroys delays and retrogression and stagnation. It brings speed and progress. You are faster than your contemporaries.
And then fourthly, we said that a blessing brings about greatness. It's not, you are not small, you are great. Brings greatness. Fifthly, we said that the blessing of the Lord is the secret of favor. Favor that attracts the right people and the right opportunities into your life. We said all of that in the first service. Please do yourself the favor. Watch it back on YouTube or pick the CD. Now, we're going to look at five others in this first service, and that is number one, which is like number six. Number one, the blessing brings increase. When a man is blessed, everything around him increases. It brings about increase. Everything increases around a blessed person. Job chapter 1 verse 10. Increase. Things don't remain at the same level. Be fruitful, multiply. Multiplication is increase. Genesis 1:28. Everything multiplies around a blessed person. Normal people can function by the principle of addition. But blessed people function by the principles of multiplication. For a normal person, it is 3 plus 3. For a blessed person, it is 3 times 3. Hallelujah. Somebody say loud amen. For a normal person, it's 5 plus 5, which is 10. For a blessed person, it's 5 times 5, which is 25. Secondly, the blessing activates potentials. The potential a blessed person has activated potentials. Whether it is a potential, whether it is his own life's potential, or the potential of the land where he is, it comes out. When Jesus blessed 5 loaves and 2 fishes, his potential came out. John chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. The blessing activates potentials. 5 loaves and 2 fishes could feed 5,000 men beside women and children. That was potential's activation. In the land that was dry, there was abundance. Genesis 26, 12 to 13. He sowed in a dry land and it exploded. That is the activation of potentials. You don't know your life's potentials until the blessing is on your life. You don't know the blessing, the potential of your business until the blessing is on it. The blessing activates potentials. Number three, the blessing brings growth and lifting to life. Growth and lifting. You don't remain stunted. The business grows. The ministry grows. Your endeavor grows when the blessing is on it. Genesis 26 and in verse 13. Concerning Abraham, Isaac. The Bible said, and the man was great, went forward and grew. He grew. The blessing brings growth. For a blessed person, where you met him today is the least you will meet him. By the time you see him tomorrow, he's changed levels. Number four, the blessing brings enlargement. The blessing takes you to your Rehoboth. Genesis 26:22. And he removed from thence and digged another well. And for that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, for now, the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. Genesis 32:28. And thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. The blessing brings you enlargement. It delivers you from confinement. You are not a victim or a candidate of imprisonment.
You can't be contained. That was what Jabez prayed. In 1 Chronicles chapter 4 and in verse 9. Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wilt bless me indeed, enlarge my coast. When the blessing comes on you indeed, coast is enlarged. Coastal enlargement happens by the blessing. Somebody say aloud, amen. Everything that is trying to shrink you, trying to limit your life, contain you, and confine you, today, I declare it is broken. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. If you are saying amen, say a believer, say amen. Say in the name of Jesus, I refuse to be confined, to be contained, to be imprisoned by the forces of life. I am blessed unto enlargement. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. A government official came here the other time and he said, when we were in area one, he was wondering, why do you say you want to go to a bigger place? This is big enough. Until he came here, then he realized that was a hut compared to here. Somebody about to step into Rehoboth. Say a louder amen. You're about to step into your Rehoboth. Say a louder amen. Shout the loudest amen. Lift your right hand, say in the name of Jesus, I am stepping into Rehoboth by the blessing. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat. Fifthly, the blessing is the secret of divine ideas, inspiration, and wisdom. Divine ideas, divine inspiration, divine wisdom. And wisdom will step you into dominion. Isaac sowed in the land. All right. Can I tell you something that you should not forget at all? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were innovators. They had creative ideas. They had wealth-generating ideas that came by the blessing. The first, Abraham was a cattle rearer, a cattle farmer. He was the first one on record to do a ranching system. While other people's cows were busy going up and down and looking dry and cacetic and moribund, his own were in one stable. He dug wells for them that they drank from and fed them from there. They were robust and plumpy. He was a revolutionary in animal husbandry. Shifted to Isaac. Isaac was not raising cattle as much as he was farming. That is crop farming. He was the first one to do irrigation farming, where there was no rain. When the land was dry, he had plantation that was watered. When you now move to Jacob, he took it to another level, genetic engineering. Where he was determining the color, the breed of the animals before they were born. This did not happen by education. It happened by revelation. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That is the benefit of the blessing. It gives you mentality fertility. Fertility of mentality. High frequency understanding. Supernatural sensibility. High wavelength of wisdom. You see things, you know things, you understand things. World govern, world generation ideas. World dominating wisdom. That is what the blessing did. It did that for Abraham. Did that for Isaac. Did that for Jacob. And he will do that for somebody. You do not need to have a government work or even a government contract to rule in the financial realm. Am I communicating at all? Most of the most outstanding financial people on earth today is not by government work. They got certain ideas that exploded them. And somebody is stepping into that realm today. If you are that one, say loud amen. If you are that one, say loud amen. If you are that one, shout the loudest amen. Lift your right hand and say, I receive. Say, I step into my realms of financial dominion by the operation of divine wisdom, of divine ideas, in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. And so, how do we do, how does the blessing lead to financial dominion? It brings about increase. It activates potentials. It brings growth and lifting to life. It brings enlargement and delivers us from confinement. And it brings divine ideas, inspiration. Genesis chapter 30 verse 37, we saw how Jacob literally transferred the flock of Jethro. Genesis 30, 37, the flock of Laban. And Genesis 26, and in verse 12 to verse 14, we saw how that transfer happened. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Now, what is the way of the blessing? The way of the blessing is the same way that we saw in the first service. What is the way of the blessing? Number one is quality relationship. Quality of relationship with God. Your relationship with God, the quality of it, will determine the dimension of blessing you walk in. It will determine. Adam and Eve had quality relationship with God. Look at Job. Job chapter 1. There was a man that feared God. He eschewed evil. He was perfect, upright. Feared God, eschewed. This man walked with God. Walking with God is walking in the blessing. Number two is godly image. Likeness and character. Godly image. That is the exhibition of the character of God. Is the manifestation of the blessing of God. The exhibition of the character of God. We just read Job chapter 1 verse 1. This man was upright. He eschewed evil. Was not given to fraud. Not given to crookedness. Godliness is godlikeness, like godness. Every time you stray away from the character of God, you stray away from the blessing of God. Godly image, likeness and character. Anybody who is trying to make money by crooked means and then looking for the blessing of God on that is wasting his time. Number three is receiving and obeying divine instruction and direction. Hearing God and doing what God said you should do. There was a famine in the land, and God said to Isaac, don't go to Egypt. Genesis 26, Isaac heard. He remained in the land, did what God said he should do, and the Lord blessed him. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1. It shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe, to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set you on high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you. If you hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He leadeth me. He leadeth me. He restored my soul. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness. When God is leading you, it is green grass. It is still waters. Fresh waters. Not troubled waters. Hallelujah. If God did not send you abroad, we had a testimony in the first service, your blessing won't meet you there. And if God sent you and you refuse to go, your blessing won't meet you where you refuse to go from. Receiving and obeying God's instruction. I ask that God will cause somebody's ear to be open to the voice of God in this season in the name of Jesus. Number four is being fruitful in life. Fruitfulness is a secret of the blessing. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply. Be fruitful. Be fruitful. There is a connection between your fruitfulness and your multiplication. And I said in the first service, there are three ways to be fruitful. First of all, being fruitful means being productive. Is that right? It means being productive. Genesis 28 verse 8. Being productive. Not being a lazy human being. Being resourceful. Being someone whose hand is on something. For the Lord will command a blessing on all that you lay your hands to do. Your hand is on something. You are not doing nothing and asking God to bless nothing. 1 billion times zero is zero. Be fruitful means release seed. Secondly, Zechariah chapter 8 verse 12 said the seed shall be prosperous. Release your seed. Seed of time. Seed of money. On fertile grounds. The kingdom, the poor, the needy, the priest. Release seed. Thirdly, being fruitful means be a soul winner. In John chapter 15 and in verse 16. He said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, I'll give to you. Beloved brothers and sisters, being fruitful in the realm of soul winning is a secret of the blessing.
John chapter 4 verse 36. He said, he that reapeth receiveth wages. I sent you into the field. If you will reap, you will receive wages. When I sent you without post or script, lucky anything, and they said nothing. He that reapeth receiveth wages. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen.
We did four crusades in 1 week. A week ago. 2 weeks ago. Almost a week or two. A week ago. We were in Warri. From Warri to Uyo. From Uyo to Lagos. From Lagos, we did another crusade with Daddy Gio, God's servant, Pastor Ye Adeboye, the light up crusade of his 82nd birthday, and today is that 82nd birthday actually. 83rd. One plane took us from Abuja to Warri. Another one took us from Warri to Uyo. Another one took us from Uyo to Lagos. Another one brought us from Lagos. Another one from Lagos to Abuja to catch command the day midnight prayer after we left Afar Balewa Square, already after 9, to catch 11 o'clock flight. 4 planes. None paid for by church. None. Do you understand what I'm talking about? That is, God said, you are ready to walk. I make anything available that will make the walk to walk. You are ready for the walk. I make everything available that will make the walk to walk. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? I like every one of us here to take the assignment of evangelism. Take it, take it. How can you do crusades and you don't take offering on crusade ground? And yet millions are being spent per crusade. Where is it coming from? The owner of the harvest. The Lord of the harvest. You are doing the crusades. You are doing free welfare distribution, food and cloth, free medical services in all the crusades. You are not taking a dime of offering. And some devils will have convulsion. Yes. Massive welfare. Hallelujah. Please, I want you to hit the road on assignment. You will receive your wages. Hit the road on assignment. You will not be deprived of your blessings. And so that was point number four. Number four. Is being fruitful. Number five is the practice of the covenant. The practice of the covenant. The covenant of the tithes and the givings. For as long as the earth remains seed time and harvest, summer and winter, day and night, shall not cease. The covenant of the tithe, the covenant of giving, the opening of the heavens. How many of you know that no matter what, one of the most blessed nations on the earth is America? How many of you know that without a doubt? Apart from the, even though America started backsliding, and God is trying to force them to return back to his ways, yet the foundation of America, in God we trust, one, then one of the most generous nations on the earth, in the whole earth. Every single month, what they call United States Agency for International Development, billions of dollars monthly to nations around the world for education. Trump came and tried to stop some of it. I'm sure you heard that certainly. And there was eruption everywhere. That was free givings. Free givings to nations around the earth. Nations of different religions.
The John D. Rockefeller left longest time, even apart from tithing the first tithe. Rockefeller Foundation is on till tomorrow. Am I communicating at all? Ford Foundation. These are all people that understood principles. Some of them were Christians and understood these principles. When this practice of the covenant in terms of givings in the kingdom and in terms of givings generally is understood and you run with it. Hear the testimony of that lady just now. You did sacrifice. Last year, convention, did another sacrifice in Shiloh, another sacrifice at the end of the year here, another sacrifice in January. By this January, the income that she made last year, he has already made it in January, more than that in January already, and the year is just starting. She said she is going to, that is not that the church called for covenant, for sacrifice. She did it by herself. The practice of the covenant. The man with the evidence is never at the mercy of the one with the argument. We have plenty evidence. There are those who have plenty arguments. I see somebody rising in unusual level of impact today. And finally, his priestly and prophetic impact. Your priest, your prophet is a trigger for your blessing, activator of your blessing. Somebody say amen. Second Chronicles chapter 20 verse 20b. Believe the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. Hallelujah. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. Numbers 6:23. On this wise shall the priest bless the people. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee. The Lord be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee. And the Lord give thee peace. Somebody say loud amen. That is why the Blessing Sunday exists. So that every curse on your life can be deleted. So that every blessing your father was meant to release on you that was not released can be released. And so that you can be on your journey of destiny fulfillment. I am a product of very, very heavy prophetic blessing. Somebody say aloud amen. Somebody say aloud amen. Somebody say aloud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Somebody shout amen at the top of your voice. A louder believers amen. A loudest believers amen. Can I speak blessing upon your life right now? In the name of Jesus, you are blessed. One day, this 2000, about 24 years ago, Papa Yedepo was in our church in Area 1. 2001 there, yeah. With Miles Monroe of blessed memory. So I'm seeing Miles Monroe and seeing him. And then after they finished ministration, I escorted them all the way to the airport, Abuja Airport. While we sat waiting for the aircraft, I presented an offering into Miles Monroe's hands. My giving to my father in the Lord is regular, monthly. If I remember to give a tithe, I remember a prophet's offering for almost 30 years. And so I gave an offering to Miles Monroe. Miles Monroe looked at Papa Yedepo and said, "This your people are well taught. You taught them well." Then he looked at me and he said, "From today, What works for us, that's him and Papa. What works for us, works for you. What works for us, works for you. What works for us, works for you. I didn't take it. Well, it went too hard, but I ran. About last year, somebody was in my office. He said, everywhere you go, mayors come to you. Presidents of nations, they ask for counsel. They come, even sit down in meetings. He said, it was Miles Monroe I saw that kind with. What works for us, works for you. What works for us, works for you. Do you understand what I'm saying? There is power in the blessing. And when that blessing is coming from your priest on your life, there is power in the blessing. And so, today, I announced, you are blessed. Every curse, every spell of darkness on your life, I declare it deleted. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. A new season is upon you. A new season. Now all the people here, I show you, majority of them are in the meetings. In the meetings. One of the presidents, they just show you, sat down with his whole cabinet, chief of police, everybody, in a leadership session. It will work for you. Now, as we follow well, we'll see the results we are to see. Where I want us to start from this morning is the aspect of the soul winning. Trust in the Lord for grace to be out like Billy Graham and win the souls. And it's a new day for us. Would you lift up your hands and appreciate God now for what you just received? Lift up your hands. Lift up your voice. Appreciate Him. Honor Him. Adore Him. Worship Him. Magnify Him. Magnify Him. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai.
Ratabashakate palataya. Embredesika balagadabia. Rekadabilaba. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Psalms 110, verse 3. Psalm 110, verse 3.
Read,
I read together. I want to go. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness, from the womb of the morning, thou hast filled you of their youth. Say, Father, we ask that you baptize every member of the evangelism squad, as well as the church flock, with the dialect, zeal, passion, enthusiasm, and willingness unto soul winning in this season. Lord, in the name of Jesus, say, Father, we ask that you baptize every member of the evangelism squad, as well as the church flock, with a dialect, zeal, passion, enthusiasm, and willingness unto soul winning in this season. Lord, in Jesus' name, pray together now. Rabala kadabila kadabila baka, raya dadala kadabila bala, elakaya dadala kadabila baka dia, rakabala kadabila kadema dia, eradala kadabila kadada, ekadabila kadabila kadema dia, shaya ya 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 ya.
In the name of Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. Let's read together.
But if our gospel be hid, it is he to them that are lost,
in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not,
lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
Now pray with me. Say, Father,
Father,
we break,
we break
the
grip
of the God
of this world
on the heart,
minds,
and eyes
of the souls
in our harvest
field
to receive the glorious gospel that we present unto their salvation. Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Luke chapter 5 from verse 4 to 5. May we read together.
Now when you have left the beginning, he said unto Simon,
Lord, look out into the deep
and let down your nets for a drought.
Repeat the thought of his father.
Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night, and I've taken nothing. Nevertheless,
as I reward, I will let down the net. Now let's go repeat this after me. Say,
Father,
we ask that you breathe upon our evangelistic effort in this city. Empower our tools unto a harvest of multitude of souls. Lord, in Jesus' name, go ahead and establish it. Father, we ask that you breathe upon our evangelistic effort in this season. And to our calape, Shakalabata Bagalagada, Shabalagada Bagalagada, Shabalagada Bagalagada, Bagata Kota Tabaka, Efrakala Paralagada,
Shakalabata. In the name of Jesus Christ,
amen.
Isaiah 27 and verse 6. He shall cause them that come of Jacob to take root, and Israel shall blossom and bud, and fill the face of the earth with fruits. Romans chapter 1 verse 11. For I love to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift. To the end that you may be established. Lift up your voice and pray. Say, Father,
we ask
for both the grace
and the wisdom
needed for both the successful
discipleship
and establishment of every soul
won.
Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Father,
we ask
for both the grace
and the wisdom needed for both the successful discipleship and establishment of every soul
won.
Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice.
Come on.
of Jesus. I pray for every one of us here today. Fresh passion for God. Fresh passion for evangelism. Fresh passion for souls. Be released upon us in the name of Jesus. I pray also that as we go on assignment, our rewards are urgently released. What belongs to us, no devil shall keep back. In Jesus' precious name. Those who need to surrender their lives to Jesus, everywhere you are today, you need to hand over your life to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. Anywhere you are, pray the prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Everyone in that need of surrender, please pick your Bibles and pick your bags. You will step forward here. While they are doing so, the communion stewards as well will pick the communion and then distribute very rapidly. Surrendering your life to Jesus, making your ways right with Jesus, quickly step forward here and let us receive you. Quickly step forward here. We have an impartation service for Sons of the Prophets happening on the 6th of March, Thursday. Those submitting to the ministry, pastors, ministers, and those kind of people, evangelists, music ministers, we have 6th of March. And then 7th of March, we have the executive of Dunamis Campus Fellowship nationwide to come for an impartation against the year, the Campus Fellowship's retreat. We welcome you on the 7th of March. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Online foundation class is on. Ensure you are registering. Pakistan Crusade is a week after the Maiduguri Crusade. We have, and of course, the welfare distribution is on. But we have the welcoming of all the newcomers who came in for all the souls saved for the squad 1,000 members, your converts for the month of February. We have a reception for them this afternoon, immediately after this service, right at this side. Then we'll direct them to where they go. All the souls that were won and those who won them, please, you present them at the end of this service. God bless you. Now, those giving their life to Christ, can you step forward very quickly? I'll give you the count of 20. Rush to the front quickly. And then, while we distribute the communion, I'll give you the count of 21. Please, those coming, come quickly. 2.
Take me, Lord, and use me, Lord.
3.
An instrument of love. Let me be acceptable.
4.
Let me be pleasing to you. There's one reason I'm alive.
5.
And that is to live for you. Nothing else is worth the while.
6.
Nothing else is worth it.
Eight. 9. And 10. 11. Twelve, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. While they still continue to come, you are bound by any addiction, tobacco, smoking, drinking, womanizing, masturbation, lesbianism, prostitution, fraud, gambling, any life that you are bound by or tied by and you want to be free. Or you gave your life to Christ but you fell back to the world and you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. Quickly keep coming as we receive you. I'll give you another count of 10. 1.
I've got my mind
two.
Made up.
And I want to three.
I want to four. See my Jesus.
Goodbye, 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 war, goodbye, war. Stay no longer with you. Goodbye, friend, just up. Stay no longer with you. Made up my mind to go for free. Made up my mind. I welcome you all. I ask that the hold of sin be broken off your life. The grace to live for God be released upon you. Pray this prayer again after me and say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I ask that you forgive me my sins. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Somebody say a louder amen.